This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
See, this isn't right. This isn't normal when somebody that I have tried to mentor and tutor and put over and shine the light on then decides to use his veritable powers to bust the balls of the host. That's not the kind of relationship I think we should have, AMAC. Not the kind of relationship that I want to have with you.
No, I think it sucks because I know Nick can't hear me right now, but I just think he
can hear you because I turned off the microphone, but he's going to put his headsets in.
Okay. Yeah, I just want some loving accountability. That's all. That's all.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hollywood Nick Ashew is in the building, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. We are so blessed because he just got done with 4 hours of radio with Zabe, who took off quicker than Danny Huhey does from the building. I mean, Zabe's already halfway down 66 at this point, but Hollywood has decided, you know what? I miss the old days. I miss the days where we used to bond and do good radio and funny radio. If you think I'm a whack job now, AMAC, you should have seen me at night doing overtime with Hollywood Nick Ashew, and now, especially when we had PJ Elliott and Aaron Hawksworth involved.
Woo! We had a team of crazies. Now, in your defense, which is something I won't usually do, we egged you on quite a bit, and I knew every button to push. And once the construction cranes were outside the building all of this new construction out here, we leaned into that, like, on a regular basis. So we brought out some of the crazy in you, but let's be honest. Your foundation is to be kind of a crazy person, and that's what I love about you, and it's what I expect.
Yeah, I say it is my foundation, but I don't say it's crazy. I think it's smart.
Oh, no, I
think it's...
Well, of course you would say it's smart.
I think it's advanced. I think it's thinking beyond the shoebox that a lot of you all seem to live in, right? The shoebox of
analytics.
Okay,
give me an example real quick. Give me an example.
The shoebox of conventional theory.
You love to say conventional, but it's like you debating backup punters for an hour on a show. Okay? Like, let's be honest with ourselves here. It's not normalcy with you.
Did I ever do that?
Yes, years ago. That's a legendary moment on the old 980.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Maybe.
I had just kind of gotten into the business, and I went, I love this guy.
And here we are.
And here we are.
In 2026.
And here we are. I know.
I mean.
Hey, and guess what?
Think about it. We've been working together in some way, shape, or form, in one fashion or another, for 16 years now.
I guess so. That would go back to that.
I first met you in 2010 after I stabbed CK in the back and left him 6 days before training camp Shanahan's first training camp.
That's
come over to the enemy, which at that time was ESPN.
That's right.
And owned by Dan Snyder and was fierce rival of 106.7.
Yes.
When I first met you.
It was a big controversy then.
And
I remember that.
You were perfectly coiffed back then.
I did not have a beard then, as I see you doing the beard motion.
I think you had the beard.
No, I've had a beard for about a decade now, and I've seen pictures of me without a beard, and I can't.
I don't remember. I don't remember you without a beard.
It's a shock to the system, yeah. Buddy. It's not something anybody wants to see.
Thanks for doing this. Yeah. You did 4 hours already. It's great to see you in person. I heard you the other day. I was like, when am I going to get, because you were in for, Sheehan, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When am I going to get to see my guy, Hollywood? Because the last time I saw you was at Game Day Garage.
That's right.
Week 3.
That's right.
Of the NFL season.
That's right.
Between the Bills and the Dolphins.
Yes. There will be some announcements on Game Day Garage very, very soon.
Give it
a follow on TikTok and Instagram.
Check out Game Day Garage. And I heard you say that you've, abandoned TikTok and that Instagram is where it's at?
No, I said that I am 100% in on TikTok. My director of social media has forced me to do this, and I've embraced TikTok.
Director of
social
media?
Well, I have a small production company now, so, there's some work to be done. It's how Game Day Garage gets produced, but there's more on the horizon. I'm not at liberty to make the announcements yet, but there will be, let's just say there'll be something next Saturday that'll be pretty damn cool.
Oh, okay.
And if you'd like to be a part of it again, I know you got lost and drove, but that was the best bit. You're the only person ever to get lost coming to my house, and it was so Chris Russell. I don't. You took the back way. See, you took a back way to get there. There's a main road. Most GPS takes you down the back roads, so people think, and then you look around and go, oh, this is like civilization. But it is a neighborhood.
And it's pitch black dark. It's hard to find.
That's fair.
You can't
that's
see
fair.
Anything.
That's fair. I can't argue that. But there's this thing called a GPS, I think is how it's pronounced, or GPS. It's one of those things.
I used to get this all the time.
Yes, it clearly was not working for you.
Yeah.
At all.
I might use, Google Maps.
Google Maps?
As opposed to
Waze.
Waze
sucks.
Waze?
Whatever.
Anybody tells me. Yeah. Anyway, so here's one of the wacky theories that I came up with today. We were talking about the Ole Miss Georgia game last night, right?
The one good game we had yesterday?
Right, exactly. Yeah, it was a great game. Now, the end was very much like your typical Tuesday night NBA game between the Chicago Bulls and the Toronto Raptors. I mean, replay after replay, timeout after timeout.
This is what you love to do, is take shots at NBA.
Just an absolute circus, just taking forever.
Did you see the NBA's ratings are at a 15-year high, by the way?
Ratings are still weird.
Oh, okay. Well,
I mean, still, even though they're sampling more data, with this big data plus thing, it just shows you how bad the old system used to be.
Oh, well, that we can agree on.
I mean, who was saying that for years and years and years?
Well, I think most people in the industry knew that was the case. You're not getting enough people involved in this at all.
That's not how they operated.
Well,
Anyway, but anyway, the end of the game was an absolute circus, sideshow act. But the game itself was great. But here was the point that I made. Lane Kiffin decides to just leave Ole Miss, even though he said he wanted to coach, right? And he allowed his new assistants, who are the Ole Miss assistants, to come back, like Charlie Weiss Jr., so on and so forth. They name Pete Golding the not the interim head coach. They name him the head coach the day after this all comes to a resolution. Mm-hmm. I thought that was very important to provide stability mentally, emotionally, what have you. You know you've got a head coach that's committed, whatever. So I think Ole Miss handled that right. But I made the argument that the place kicker last night for Ole Miss, who connects on a 55-yarder and a 56-yarder in the first quarter, and then the game-winning or go-ahead 47-yarder with less than 10 seconds left, more important than a head coach, more important than Pete Golding, who I'm sure did a great job behind the scenes, inspirational, this, that, and the other thing. The place kicker, and this extends beyond just one game, wins and loses more games. And especially if you combine it with the rest of special teams, but just the place kicker, wins and loses more games than any head coach. That was my theory. That was my philosophy.
Okay, first off, this is psychotic. And let's start with the fact that this is psychotic.
How is it psychotic?
Now that we've established the framework to your side, this is insanity. But this is classic Chris Russell. It's like everybody else zigs, so I'm going to zag, even if it makes no sense. And it's just
it makes all the sense.
Did you have a dream
world.
About this take last night, and that's what brought this in?
I was watching and I was thinking, all right. Man, would I love to A, have that kicker.
Of course
and
you
B,
would.
Do I know of every coach in the world who would like to have that kicker? and how many games they've been blamed for because of the stupid kicker.
Well, okay, so here's what I would say. Kickers are made fun of and are unimportant until you need them. Kickers are important. I will not degrade the importance of a kicker in certain moments in football. But to say that a kicker in general, in a blanket statement, a kicker is more important than a head coach is psychotic. And it's absolutely insane because a head coach is involved in everything, day to day, every single day. A kicker is off on the side practicing with his placeholder and the punter, and they're just going through special teams drills all the time. They have involvement sometimes in a late game. What if the game's not close? What's the kicker have involved with that?
What matters most in football? Execution in the game, or what the hell you do on a Tuesday afternoon in the back offices?
That's called prep. Do you prep before a show?
Yeah, but sometimes I just let it roll, baby.
Well, I know that, but like you should, in general, the rule of thumb.
I'm so freaking talented that I can literally just turn on the mic and make magic happen.
For a person like you to decide, I think I'm going to talk about kickers being more important than coaches, that's not really prep. That's just your brain thinking differently. So that's not really, that's just a natural gift that you have. But you have a head coach handling everything leading up to the game while the kicker is just over on the side, kicking on his own randomly in practice. You can swap out a kicker and have a very similar result in a game where it's ball snap, go to long snapper, kick the ball. As long as the kicker is at least a decent kicker, you swap out head coach. You've got, I can't even believe I'm even going down this road and like embracing this and giving you an argument in the other way. Like this is something normal that we should have a conversation for. You are a crazy person for this. Doing this to rile me up and you won. And it pisses me off that you won.
Look, I want to say, Nick, I'm grateful that he did this. He said, I'm going to say something that's going to piss AMAC and everybody off. So I was prepared. But I still got there where you are right now.
And like I find myself sitting here giving the counter argument, and then I'm realizing, what am I doing?
It's ridiculous.
I'm arguing with stupid, and he's gonna win by like experience. What am I supposed to do here?
Yeah.
He's punching, like he's bringing me down to his level and beating the crap out of me, and I'm losing this battle. Everything. He's laughing because he won. He's like, watch me piss off Nick. It's exactly what he did. I've already been talking for 4 hours, and I come in here for this. I thought it'd be something legit, not, oh, the Ole Miss kicker is more important than the coaches all the time in that game. Yeah, because he won them the game. Sure, we'll go down that road.
Who's in more general, important, Jake Moody or Dan Quinn?
Oh, my God.
You know Pete Golding is the defensive play caller for Ole Miss as well, too, right?
Yeah, I know. Jake Moody, wait for this. Jake Moody is 9 of 9 with the Commanders. He has led the Washington Commanders. He has taken the piano on his back and said, come with me, boys.
How important was he for the 49ers?
I'll take you to the promised land. Hop on my back, boys.
Yeah, this is. Well, listen, I'll say this. In a season like the Commanders have had, maybe a kicker. Well, the most important has been the punter again anyway. Every year, Tress Way, every year. The one guy we can count on every year is Tress Way. That's it.
And Jake Moody.
And maybe now Jake. You know, listen, Jake Moody was a very high draft pick, so yes. He has the talent. But if you look at kickers, as I actually steer this back into like a real smart, actual conversation, Chris Russell, kickers take time to develop sometimes. The Commanders may have gotten lucky. Jake Moody could end up being a great kicker, and it's going to click with him in Washington. But is he more important than whoever the next head coach is after Dan Quinn? Because it's probably not going to be that long. No, he's not.
Hollywood Nick Ashew is with us in studio
psychopath
for just another couple of minutes.
Oh, God.
He can't take no more.
I can't.
He's like Popeye the Sailor Man. He's just going to explode. Who is a must-resign among the free agent group for the Washington Commanders in Hollywood Nick Ashew's mind? Who is a must-resign?
Now, are you saying extension or actual free agents this offseason?
Actual free agent.
So people are going to hate this, but I do actually think that Deebo Samuel has a tremendous amount of value to this team, and they need those weapons right now. What the only concern for me is just going to be price tag. I mean, that's really it. But, you know,
it's a pretty big concern as far as I'm concerned.
And it is. And that's the only thing to me that holds back the potential for Deebo Samuel not playing his last game with the Commanders on Sunday against the Eagles, because he's been asked to actually do more than what he was expected to do coming in here as the number one receiver at times with Terry out, and then you had, you know, Noah. I mean, really, there was nobody to catch footballs for them at a certain point in this season. Deebo Samuel is as versatile as anyone is in the NFL and provides so much in terms of this offense and the different looks that you can give with him. The problem is that he's hitting that 30-year-old mark, which we all know is a problem. We just saw that with Terry McLaurin last year. And you're looking at a team right now that had a lot of issues with injuries. There's questions about his durability, though we didn't see that much this year. I mean, he was a little. Guys are going to get banged up. It happens in an NFL season. I think Deebo Samuel was one of, and I've said this all year, and I'll continue to say it, it was one of the biggest steals of the NFL offseason last year. A fifth-round pick for what they got from him. I would have loved to see what he could have been had Terry McLaurin been healthy this entire year.
And had Deebo been completely healthy
this entire year. And you put yourself in a position then where they're working together in training camp and there's more of that chemistry there, just understanding where they're going to be in plays and all. But Deebo was relatively healthy for what he could have been. You know what I mean? Like, it was not a horrible injury plague season for Deebo as much as it was for the rest of this team. But I just know that this is probably going to cost them too much, where they're not going to want to pay anybody on the wrong side of 30 when they were the oldest team in the NFL. So his skill set matters to this team, and that's where I like, that's where the dilemma is for me, because he's not going to take some sort of like hometown discount. It's not going to happen.
So you're going to be surprised by this.
Okay.
You're known for your crazy takes.
No, you're far worse.
And for your ridiculous notions and hills to die on.
He's gaslighting me now.
I actually am hook, line, and sinker locked in with you on Deebo Samuel.
Wow.
Now, everything you just said. Now, there is one player that I think jumps out to me amongst the group of free agents that the Commanders have. That's a must resign. Mm-hmm. Can you name that one person? If I gave you this list: Bobby Wagner, Marcus Mariota, Zach Ertz, Von Miller, Jonathan Jones, Austin Eckler, Andrew Wiley, Noah Brown, Dietrich Wise, Tress Way, Jacob Martin, Noah Ibn-Aghim.
Well, Tress Way, because it's a punter and you love punters. Well, yeah, of course. And
I do love Mason dependable. Tress Way. And Tress Way reminds me every time, Merry Christmas. That's how we salute each other.
Yeah.
Because he knows how much I love when the Commanders play on Thanksgiving Christmas. And Christmas.
Yep, yep.
Yes, he is important, but you did not pick the name that I...
I'm surprised. I figured you're going punter first and foremost
here. You want to know who it was?
Tell me who it is.
Jacob Martin.
Okay.
They don't have anybody that can get after the passer.
No, they don't.
That's got some youth. Now, he's not young. He's 31 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But he's got more juice in his legs than a typical 31-year-old. And I believe even though Von Miller's got more sacks, he's got... For a team that has no pass rush, that they signed, Javon Kinlaw to a $15 million on average deal, which I hated from the beginning.
Yeah.
Who's got no sacks or half a sack or whatever the hell he's got.
He's been a nothing burger.
How do you let Jacob Martin go? How do you let Jacob Martin
go? Well, you've just got to hope that you've got enough in terms of whether it's free agency or the draft where they can make up for the loss. They need so much. That defense needs a lot.
The last year was considered widely to be the best defensive end draft or edge draft in forever.
Mm-hmm.
You know how many defensive ends and edges they drafted?
Oh, I know the answer. Go ahead and say it. It is zero.
As many sacks as Javon Kinlaw has.
Yep. Yeah. Well, you know, my belief and the hill I've been standing on all week that has gotten me in your position, a lot of angry people on social media about this, trade for Max Crosby, my friend.
Ooh. I did see you complaining about that.
And I listen.
What would you like, seriously?
Yeah.
When you don't have, I mean, you have a first round pick.
You do.
It's a top seven pick.
Yep.
No matter what happens.
It won't be lower than seven. Yeah.
It could be a top five or six, right? I think they can go as high as number four, whatever.
Right.
Let's just say it's number six. That's the only thing that could possibly fetch Max Crosby, right? To start with.
I would say it's probably going to take two firsts, but hear me out on this. First round pick this year, you know you need a pass rusher. It's one of the most important things in the NFL. You have nobody. You are getting somebody in Max Crosby at 28 years old that's still in his prime. That's not old. We're not talking 31 like Hendrickson in, you know, Cincinnati. No, 28 years old in his prime. You know what he can do on an NFL field. You can draft somebody with that number 6-5 overall pick, whatever that it ends up being, that you hope is going to be a great pass rusher in the NFL.
But we've seen that. Max Crosby,
we know that Max Crosby is going to be that. When you look at Chase Young, we thought he was going to be that guy. He was never that guy in Washington. So there's no guarantee that with that pick, you get a great edge rusher if that's what you want to do in the first round, which I would suggest they do. That being said, first round pick this year, let's say it's two firsts and Deron Payne. They're talking about moving Deron Payne anyway. The Raiders need an interior defensive lineman.
Yeah, like so that would Christian fill in need. Wilkins at the beginning of the year.
That would be a need for them. And if you're the Commanders, you're getting Max Crosby already in on a 3-year deal, so you're not worried about new contract. It's
so
already set.
So you would say Deron Payne and two first-round picks?
It's going to probably take that, yes. Wow. I think it would. You're getting one of the best pass rushers in the NFL in the prime of his career. You're going to have to pay for it. But the most important position in the NFL is quarterback. After that, it's left tackle protecting the blind side, unless they're a right-hand or left-handed quarterback, and then it's right tackle, and then it's the guys that can get to the quarterback. Everything is around the quarterback. So an edge rusher like Max Crosby, they have nobody that can disrupt at all on this defense. Yeah, you also can still get other guys in free agency. Look at the free agent crop that we have in terms of pass rushers. There's nobody out there that's entering their prime or in their prime. They're all 31, 32, 33. It's guys that are all going to be... This is already an old team. You have to get younger. You get Max Crosby until his age 31 season. And next year, if this team is significantly improved, which they better put in the effort to significantly improve this team, especially defensively, that first round pick next year, you give it to them, what is that? You're banking on this, but the hope is that what? It's in the 20s, let's say? This team is back in the playoffs? I mean, I understand there are scars in this fan base, myself included, with the giving up draft picks and bringing in guys and the trades. They got a ton of cap space in a free agent class that does not have big-time game-changers in their prime. They don't hit free agency a lot anyway. You have to, if you're going to get an edge rusher, it's drafting and it's trading for them. Most of those guys are getting paid, and they're staying where they are. It's the answer that you need among a million other things. I get it. It's not one guy is not going to change everything, but you need that difference maker, and they don't have anybody. Yes, you still have to have people that could get after the quarterback. Also, draft young, get younger, but 28 is not old for an edge rusher. That is right in the prime, and he's somebody that would be a disruptor that this team desperately needs.
I love this. It's good to have you back on the radio.
Good to be with you, buddy.
And it's good to see you in person. I'm going to spin this forward.
Okay.
If you don't mind.
Go ahead.
With credit to you,
okay.
Of course. It's great to see you.
Good to see you, too.
I know you're about to leave for a luxurious yacht vacation.
No, there are no yacht vacations.
When I was in Barcelona, I threw up in the Mediterranean.
You threw up in the Mediterranean?
And I passed Steven Spielberg's new yacht and David Beckham's yacht.
You go from throwing up to the yachts.
The guy, Bill Gates,
gosh,
right? And his yacht, super yacht. I saw your yacht. It was parked right next to Gates.
Yes, it was there. It was being worked on at the time.
Are you heading
the helicopter's on the roof right now, and I'm going to take it to the jet, and then we'll be
I hear
getting
it.
Out
okay.
there. Yeah,
All
yeah,
right.
yeah.
Safe trip.
See you, buddy.
See you, pal. That is Hollywood Nick Ashew, ladies and gentlemen, in all his glory here on a Friday. He just got done with 4 hours, and he said, you know what? Rooster, I love you so much. I think you're such a gem. I think you're such a upstanding citizen of society. I need to do another 20 minutes with you on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and tune in.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. year, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
All right, thanks to Hollywood Nick Ashew for joining us. We're taking you up until 4 o'clock on this Friday, January 2nd. Listen, I know nobody's working. I got it. But if you're out and about, please give us a listen, whether it be live on the radio, throughout the DMV on the Team 980, or anywhere you go with the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, or if you're listening on delay, podcast, what have you, Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. Either way, we appreciate you, but love when you listen live. And if you want to chime in, 301-230-0980. So I just repositioned this on Twitter after having this debate, and I did not mean to have this debate, but throw it out, time being, good, right? He came up and cooked up this Jerron Payne and two first-round picks, number likely 5, 6, or 7 this year, and ideally in the 20s next year, in 2027, for Max Crosby. Now, I don't know, even though Vegas needs all the help they can get, and I don't think the Commanders should be in the Jerron Payne business moving forward, I don't think, I could be wrong, I don't think the Raiders are going to go like, you know, oh, let's get two first-round picks. Again, for some of the reason that Nick was just mentioning is that there's unknown, right? There's a known commodity in Max Crosby who might be furious at them, but might just need to calm down. There's a... There's an element where it certainly makes sense because, again, you're talking about two first-round picks and Jerron Payne. You can help yourself all across, theoretically, your defensive line. You can draft a Reuben Bain and plug in a Jerron Payne and have Bain and Payne play next to each other however you decide. And that's, you know, if Pete Carroll's still the head coach or any head coach, right? That's still building a roster and building at the line of scrimmage. Now, personally, for me, I think two first-round picks and Jerron Payne would be too much for Max Crosby, but I understand that I'm hesitant to gamble like everyone else does. I'm a dollar store gambler. What I mean by that is I go on my betting app and I bet a buck, not $5, not $10, not $25. I bet a dollar. And I get pissed off when I lose. Pissed off might be strong, but I get annoyed when I lose. Right? I don't put a lot of thought into it. I just don't have that time. But I don't want to give away two first-round picks. If you told me Deron Payne, they pick up his contract and the first-round pick this year, or certainly if you said a first-round pick next year, I would probably be in on that. I'd have to think about it harder, but I'd probably be in on that. But for me, two first-round picks, including what amounts to a top-7 pick, maybe a top-5 pick, and Deron Payne, even though there's contractual consideration, that would be given, right? And Deron Payne would clear up some salary cap room, right? And you can go and fill in some pieces and maybe get some of your guys signed and so on and so forth. To me, if I'm doing this, I don't want to give up two first-round picks and Deron Payne. Again, first-round pick, begrudging, okay. I'd rather it be 2027, even though the draft is here. I don't care necessarily about that. But if I could, let's see. So next year, Deron Payne, 2026, has a non-guaranteed base salary of $16.4 million. He's got a roster bonus of $5 million. He's got a prorated signing bonus of $5.6 million. Workout bonus of $500,000 and a per-game bonus of $510,000. If the Commanders were to trade Deron Payne before June 1st, okay, which is probably more likely the time window. Overthecap.com says they would take on a dead cap money hit of $11.2 million from the proration of the signing bonus, 5.6 in 2026, 5.6 in 2027 from the massive extension he got. So that makes sense to me. They would take on $11.2 million and save $16.8 million this year and be out of the Deron Payne business for next year. It would cost them nothing. So I would be absolutely in on that, even though it would cost me $11.2 million this year in dead money. I spend $11.2 or I lose $11.2 to gain $16.8, right? Because otherwise, if you keep Deron Payne, it's $28 million. Is Deron Payne in any way, shape, or form? Any way, shape, or form under the salary cap? In any way, shape, or form, is Deron Payne a $28 million player? Hell no. I mean, he's a fine player. At times, he's a good player. He's not a dominant player. He's not a consistent player. He never has been. He never will be. I tried to tell you all this in the draft process. I'll never forget. I was on with the junkies that morning, the morning of the 2018 NFL draft, and I said on 106.7 that I don't like Deron Payne from a consistency standpoint. I don't think he's very consistent. And everyone else was chirping about how Deron Payne was a great run defender and a limited pass rusher. I saw the opposite. I saw a pass rusher with upside and a guy who took off plays and was lazy and out of gaps and got pushed around in the run game. And I think that is exactly how Deron Payne's career has played out, almost to a T. And I got a call right after that from somebody inside the building that said, you are dead wrong. Dead wrong. And right then and there, I knew if Vita Vea was gone, that Deron Payne would be the pick. And I knew that I would either look really bad or I was going to Barry Horowitz myself. And I think I Barry Horowitz myself. I think I was right. Has Deron Payne had moments of brilliance? Abso-freaking-lutely. I mean, to have 11 and a half sacks like he did a couple of years ago, incredible. Incredible. From that position, incredible. Sorry. He's nowhere close to that player. Nowhere close to that player. And hasn't been. And it's been years. As a matter of fact, he's had 10 sacks in the 3 years combined since getting that contract. He had 11 and a half sacks in 2022. So if you're asking me take on a dead cap hit of $11.2 million, save $16-ish million, and use him as a trade chip because you say, well, why would the Raiders want him? Well, again, the Raiders cut Christian Wilkins because allegedly he was mad at a teammate because he, I don't know, he wasn't rehabbing, whatever it was. They had signed him to a boatload of money the year before in free agency. We know how bad their team is. They could say, you know what? Daron Payne's got upside still. At the very minimum, we get a solid player, a good player. Then if I get a first-round pick in 2027, while that doesn't immediately help me right now, if I'm going to trade Max Crosby, maybe that 2027 first-round pick is a top-10 pick. Maybe. You don't know. But in the meantime, I get Payne now. I get a future first-round pick. Maybe I can sucker them into giving a third-round pick. And the Commanders would be willing to do that and go without a second, a third, or a fourth? Maybe. I don't know. Something to think about. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. That's the way I would do it. If it's two first-round picks, including a top-seven pick, I don't know if I would do it. I don't think I would. Even though I have a hankering for moving on from Daron Payne, and I would love Max Crosby. I'm just risk averse. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. That's your number. Get aboard now. We'll get out to you on the phones in just a wee little bit right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
All right, wrapping up hour number two. We got into something unexpectedly. Nick Ashew popped by after doing JP and B. Mitch's show and mentioned when I asked, hey, you know, like, is there a commander on the free agent list that you must re-sign? He said Debo, but, you know, he cautioned about the price. I said Jacob Martin. And then we got into, well, they need a pass rusher, right? And he goes, here's what hill I've been dying on. He said, for Max Crosby, who's apparently disgruntled in Las Vegas with the Raiders organization after essentially being shut down, that he would trade for Max Crosby and trade whatever this pick turns out to be, top seven assured, next year's first round pick, which ideally would be in the 20s, but not for sure, and Deron Payne. And so we started having that discussion. We'll save the which free agent stuff for next week. We'll need plenty of stuff to talk about. Specific to this, would you do that? A top seven pick, a future first round pick next year, presumably, and Deron Payne for Max Crosby. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. There's huge Nationals breaking news. My guys from Talk Nats all over it. I'll have that for you after 3 o'clock.
Let's do that baseball, baby.
Let's do that baseball, baby. And there's more college football news. I think AMAC's going to be interested in this, and I'm interested in it. So we got to get to it, and it has something to do with a team that we've already spent a lot of time talking about today. So we'll do that in the 3 o'clock hour. Plus we have our Super Sunday six-packs. Haven't even gotten to that yet. Big NFL week number 18 on the horizon begins tomorrow afternoon, Carolina and Tampa Bay. All right, let's get to it on the phones. Let's get to Lapp, and then we'll get to Eric after that. What's up, Lappy? How are you? Happy New Year.
Hey, what's up, Rooster? Happy New Year.
What's going on?
I'm open to it, man. This coaching staff, I'm just a little iffy on what they're going to do, man, because a lot of questions. I definitely will be open to getting Crosby. Like, they need to at least have a conversation and see, especially since it's an AFC to an NFC team and he's disgruntled, you might can, you know what I'm saying, kind of finesse your way and get a good deal from it because he doesn't want to be there. Plus, you know, you don't want them trading in the division or another AFC team where they're going to see him again. So it'd probably be easier to pull it off for the NFC team. So I think we should try to go do it, man. But just as a whole, Rooster, they just concern me with every, like, the draft. I don't know what they're going to do with the draft. I don't know what trades, free agency. Like, it's just so many question marks, man. So hopefully they can get it done right so we can compete and get back.
Well, listen, you're right. There's so many questions and so many holes, but I guess if you go out and just say this scenario, I don't want to say this rumor because it's not a legitimate rumor at this point. It's just somebody thinking ahead and putting two and two together and making some sense, right? Which I have no problem. It's creative, all of that. If they were to get a Max Crosby, right? Then I think what happens is you wind up, you know, and especially if it's the scenario, you wind up changing how you approach the entire rest of the offseason. Meaning, say you strike a deal for Max Crosby a week before the league calendar opens, right? And you get that deal done tentatively and you have to wait until the league window opens and therefore free agency. You know now you don't have a first round pick, presumably, for this upcoming year, right? And you don't have right now a second round pick, so you can't trade back, right? And you don't have a fourth round pick. So you know what it spells is I'm getting Max Crosby, great, but you know what? I got to be really uber aggressive in free agency. I've got to get more linebacker help, more safety help, another starting corner. I've got to get another starting wide receiver or bring back Debo or whatever. I got to get a starting tight end that can catch passes in free agency, not in the draft, because if you trade away a top seven-ish pick, now you don't have a first-round pick, a second-round pick, or a fourth-round pick, unless somehow, some way, you make another trade that I'm not anticipating at that point.
Yeah, I mean, I'm open to it, but I think they need to factor everything in, because if it's a really good draft pick for the first round, especially somebody on the defense, we can definitely get that. But even if we go that route, Rooster, you know, what are you going to do with De'Ron Payne? Because this time is up. He got to go. I'm sick of him. I bring Debo back, but I'm sick of De'Ron Payne.
Well, you know, and again, that would be part of this deal. I appreciate it, Lap. Thank you. That would be a part of this deal from my perspective. Like, if I'm making a Max Crosby deal, I would much rather give up De'Ron Payne than any first-round pick. Would much rather. I'd rather take my chances on the upside of a Reuben Bain, of a the kid from Texas Tech that torched the Oregon right tackle. What's his name? David, God, I tweeted about him yesterday. I watched him yesterday.
The left tackle from Oregon?
No. The pass rusher from Texas Tech.
Oh, Bailey. David Bailey.
There you go.
Yeah.
How did I forget? Bailey's my dog. How did I forget Bailey?
It's a lot of names.
Yeah. But I would rather take my chances on that than De'Ron Payne. So to me, De'Ron Payne is like the real bonus in trying to make a deal like this. Only if I can get rid of him. I don't want him staying around and losing two or three first-round picks in the future. No thanks. No interest in that. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's get to Eric in Silver Spring. Eric, Happy New Year. How are you, pal?
Happy New Year, Chris. Been a while. It's
yes,
been a
sir.
While.
Yes,
I
sir.
Remember when you first started on the 980.
Well, that was a long time ago. I mean, I've gone back and forth between 980 and 106.7. They can't get rid of me, Eric, you know?
I know. You're still here, and that's good, brother.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
First of all, something you said last hour segment, you mentioned Monty Kiffin. Monty Kiffin's in the big press box in the sky
I know. I was it probably wasn't in the best
right.
I was joking because we were talking about Lane Kiffin and Monty Python and you know all of
right,
that.
Right.
I was joking. Okay. I know I probably shouldn't joke about that, but yes. Yeah.
Yeah. That I was, but you said it, I had to look. I was like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that in a lot of ways, that changed Lane Kiffin, right? For the good, right? He was very close to his dad. And I think it, along with other things, matured Lane Kiffin. But Lane Kiffin is still one of these guys that is just in turmoil. He's a fantastic coach, but he's just. I mean, he'll do it to LSU. Either he'll fail at LSU or he'll leave LSU in 4 or 5 years after they won a national championship just because he gets bored.
Look how many good head coaching jobs he's had.
Yeah.
At some nice programs.
Tennessee,
so,
USC. Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, I was going to say, I was talking to the guy who answered the call. I said, why don't we kick the tires? You think we should kick the tires on Trey Hendrickson?
So here is why I wouldn't, and this is just me. Number one, he's 30. He's either 30 going on 31 or he just turned 31. I'd have to double check that, number one. Number two, he was injured a whole lot of this year, a bunch this year.
Yeah.
And that would be – now, unless we're talking, Eric – about that dramatically lowering his price and his value,
of course.
I mean, that I can't. But, I mean, he was looking for $35-plus million a year with the Bengals. It's hard for me to think that he's going to go from 35, 36, 37 of an ask and settle for $15 million a year.
Well, I'm sure he knows his agent told him, hey, you got hurt at the wrong time.
Yeah.
Like you really can't go to a team and be like, hey, I need 30, and then you're coming off an injury. But I was just thinking, you know, Max Crosby, I like him. I like it, you know, but it just seems like it's a lot of hype. you know, I mean, no one's going to get a Myles Garrett. Trust me. Everybody would love to have one of them. But Max Crosby, you think second best pass rusher in the NFL? No.
I mean, I mean, obviously Miles is number. I would say when Micah is healthy, I would choose Micah Parsons over Max Crosby. That's what I would do. Would you?
Oh, no, I don't like Micah. I don't like anything. Okay. Nothing about that guy.
Who are you thinking then?
Oh, as far as like the number, let me see.
I mean, outside of Myles Garrett, man. Obviously.
Outside of Myles Garrett.
Will Anderson has really put on a show this year, too.
Oh, yeah, Will Anderson's really good.
Will Anderson's really good.
All right, okay.
Will Anderson, yeah. I like Will. Oh, back to your play stickers and studs. The guy from Dallas.
Yes.
I love – could you imagine if he was a trash talker and was kicking field goals from 60-plus yards, like 10 a year?
Well, Aubrey's got such a good – I mean, there's a couple of games that he's had where he's had the yips in – but he's so good.
Right.
So good.
Right.
And he has made 60-yard kicks routine.
Yes. They like extra points to him.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
But I was, when you said that stud thing, I was thinking, first person I thought about was him. I mean, he's so quiet. You know, he's not jumping up and anything. He just goes out and just kicks. Yeah.
I got you. All thanks, right, Chris, Eric. Man, good to hear from you, bud. Happy New Year. Appreciate you. I'll let you run on that. All right, coming up 3 o'clock hour, got breaking Nats news. We got our dual Super Six Packs. We've got news on Ole Miss football. Back to them for a sec. And a look at the rest of Week 18 in the NFL on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.